This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Deuteronomy chapter 11 verses 26 to 29. See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today. The curse if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God and turn from the way that I command you today by following other gods which you have not known. When the Lord your God has brought you into the land you are entering to possess, you are to proclaim on Mount Gerizim the blessings and on Mount Ebal the curses. We talk about blessing. We pray for blessings. We read in the Bible about blessing. But have you ever stopped to ask, what does it really mean? Things going well in the right direction, prosperity, health, wealth, and whatnot. God's favor? What is it exactly? We read in Genesis chapter 1 verse 22. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water in the seas and let the birds increase on the earth." 1. God gives the blessing. It is God who gave the capacity and power to be fruitful and successful, and we need to make sure that we keep that in our minds. It is the blessing of God that has enabled us to be here, not our own hard work or luck. 2. Blessed to be a blessing. Our blessing is not to be hoarded for ourselves. We should first of all acknowledge and bless God, the source of all blessing, and second, remember to obey His commands as His power enables us to pass on this blessing to others. God promised that through Abraham, all the nations of the earth would be blessed. Abraham was blessed to be a blessing. To speak of God's blessings as conditional upon obedience must be distinguished from speaking of blessings as a reward for obedience. Blessings must never be treated as if deserved. The relationship between obedience, love, and blessings go hand in hand. God has poured out His blessings upon us as His children. However, every day we choose to walk in His blessings or reject it. We either choose blessings or curse. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, God gives the command and the blessing. You will be productive in your family and relationships. You will be productive in your work and finances. You will be productive in your witness and ministry. God's blessings by F. E. Marsh. An acceptance that can never be questioned. An inheritance that can never be lost. A deliverance that can never be excelled. A grace that can never be limited. A hope that can never be disappointed. A bounty that can never be withdrawn. A joy that need never be diminished. A nearness to God that can never be reversed. A peace that can never be disturbed. A righteousness that can never be tarnished. A salvation that can never be cancelled. Obedience to God does not mean that He is always going to shower you with everything you want to, or that you will never have any more problems. That is not how God's blessings work. When you choose to obey God and follow Him, it means that He can use you for His purpose to build His kingdom. Sometimes this blessing is obvious. Sometimes it is not. Sometimes we will only understand it when we get to heaven. Whatever the case, be faithful to the Lord, obey His commands, and you will be blessed.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.